when you think of Tom Cheek and Jerry Howarth, you think of, as I've said, I grew up in Manitoba. Herb Carneal was my first baseball voice. Dave Van Horn, then it was Tom and Jerry. Tom, unfortunately, is no longer with us, but Shirley Cheek has called up. And Shirley, thanks so much for joining us. It's great to hear from you. I hope you're doing well. And say hi to Jerry Howarth.
Hello there, Jerry, and hi to you also, Travis. Or I'm sorry, who was I talking
Jeff.
To now? Oh, Jeff, sorry about that. But nice to talk to all these people in Toronto.
Well, Shirley, thank you. And you have a distinctive voice, and I've known you for years.
Well, yes, we won't say how many years, Jerry. A long time, let's put it that way, right?
Yes, and when I got started, it was Tom and Jerry, and I remember the first news conference that as I came in from Salt Lake City, and someone yelled out, "Hey, Tom and Jerry," and the cartoon. And when I began to think about it, your husband was big like Tom, a big cat, and there was this little mouse called Jerry, and what a team we made. And but surely for you and your kids, Tom Jr., and of course, Lisa and Jeff, it was family first, and your family was a lot to me, and so was Tom, of course. And then we were together in those last few years that were difficult for you with Tom passing away. But I want you to know that, and our fans too, that we've kept in touch all these years, and my wife Mary with you too, and your kids and grandkids, and I enjoyed our relationship and family and still do.
Well, that's nice. Every spring training, we had something to look forward to. Mary coming down, you coming down. I think last year, Mary and I got together the day after she arrived. So always had lunch at beautiful Bon Appetit. And it was always nice catching up. And then Mary and I would do a few things during the time that she was here. And I think we occasionally met for breakfast, Jerry, with you.
Shirley, what is the key to the care and feeding of a broadcaster? What is it? I mean, obviously, it's got to take patience. As my wife will say, you got to take patience. But what, I mean, you know, it's a job where these guys are away from home an awful lot. You know, there's a certain pressure with it. What's the key to helping them along, or as I said, to the care and feeding of them?
Well, I think it's just a key is just to be supportive of them. And you really feel yourself as a female, a male, the wife. You're the chauffeur driver. You're the running to the dry cleaners. You make sure that everything is done and ready for him to go on the next trip and just be supportive of him. So I think just that's kind of it in a nutshell.
It is, and this is an opportunity for me to, Shirley, highlight my wife, Mary, because from the very beginning, when I was offered my first broadcasting job in Tacoma, Mary had just graduated from the University of Santa Clara's law school. And so instead of, with the California bar examination, which she took and passed, instead of looking forward to a career right there, she said, let's go to Tacoma. So she's up there for 2 years working in the prosecuting attorney's office, and then I moved to Salt Lake City with her, and she said, let's go. And then later to Toronto for 36 years. And she's the rock. You talk about a rock. And Mary was that rock and still is to this day. And I told you before here when I first talked about this and making my announcement, it was Mary who cried on the couch. And I had to give her a hug and told her that this will be okay. This is the right decision for me. It'll be the right decision for us. But that's the feelings that Shirley's talking about right there, where the emotions come out from your spouse because of all she did for you.
Right. And we spend so much time that baseball became our life, too. You know, and we worked around our kids and traveled with the teams. We were so lucky in the early years being able to travel with the team as a family at least once a year. And then as the years went on, Mary traveling with you at times, meeting you in New York or Boston or whatever. And I can understand how she feels with the tears because it's your life. You know, you've dedicated your life to it. But now you have time to spend with your grandchildren, your beautiful grandchildren.
That's right. We have a couple of grandkids. And Shirley, as you talk right there, you know, I think of some stories with Tom. And one that comes to mind immediately was that I came to the Rogers Center years ago. Of course, it was called the Sky Dome. And the day before, there'd been a golf tournament. So I get to the parking lot and somebody says, did you see Tom smiling the way he was smiling? I said, no, I haven't been to the booth yet. Got to the elevator and the elevator operator said, did you see Tom? He's glowing. Got to the press box and the media person right there handling the press box. Did you see your partner and how much he's laughing and smiling? I said, no, not yet. I walk into the radio booth and there's Tom. I said, Tom, everybody tells me you've been beaming. What's up? And he smiled and he said, yesterday I got into Cito's wallet.
He always loved that story.
He made a putt on the last hole and collected like $20 and he was so happy.
Yes, that's right. He loved to go out and play golf with Cito, and Jeff Ross was another one that he played with a lot, and sometimes Tommy Craig would be thrown in there, but they kind of all laughed. Tommy wasn't the best golf player, so not that Tom was, but I think Tommy was the low man on the totem pole, so but fun times.
It really was.
Shirley, we're going to let you run. Really appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much, and you be well.
And you take care, Jerry, and I'll miss seeing you down here, but we'll see you in Toronto maybe, okay?
All right, thanks, Shirley, and say hi to your kids for me.
I will, and you likewise.
Okay.
Have a great day.